When the World Started Over Again, based on Genesis chapters 6 through 9. Almost everyone on Earth has a story about a time when the world almost ended. Most of these stories are about a huge flood, the hugest flood ever. The people who tell these stories put all their little fears into a story about one great big fear, the end of the world. Here's the Bible story about how the world almost ended and how it began again after a huge and terrible flood. It rained for days and days. The water rose and rose until it covered everything. Every living thing died. Almost. Just one person, Noah, built a boat. A boat so big that there was room for his whole family. Actually, Noah built his boat even bigger than that. He built it so big he could bring a family of every animal along too. Dogs and cats, elephants and ants, lions and tigers. Noah even brought spiders and snakes on board. And everyone got along just fine. They were all safe, for now. The big boat floated on the big flood. It seemed like forever for all the families on the boat. Then one day, the sun came out. The clouds disappeared and the rain stopped. Noah's huge boat came to rest on dry land. Noah opened the windows. When he saw that it was safe, he opened the door. Everyone went bounding out into the new world, running and jumping and scampering in all directions. They found new homes and started new families. They made new lives for themselves. Then God told them all, "Don't be afraid that the world will end. Don't worry that this will ever happen again. I'm going to make a promise to all of you, to the whole world, and to everyone who lives in it. I will keep you safe." When God made this promise, God was talking to the whole world. God was talking to elephants and ants. God was talking to spiders and snakes. God was talking to pet dogs and pet cats and pet hamsters. God was talking to everyone in Noah's whole family. God was talking to your whole family. God was talking to you. God said, "Just to remind you of my promise to keep you safe, I'll make the rainbow. When it rains, don't be afraid. Just look for the rainbow." Here, what are the sounds you hear when it rains? See, what colors do you see in the rainbow? Act. How can you help God make sure that everyone God promised to protect is safe?